right, this morning in the studio, we are glad to be joined by Chris Armiston, police officer for Carrington Police Department. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So I got to make sure to be on good behavior then, right? All right, thanks, Chris, for joining us. Also in studio, Jen Whitman, alcohol prevention coordinator for Foster County Public Health. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Thanks, Jen, for joining us. And Nicole Threadgold, also in studio, foundation and marketing coordinator for CHI, St. Alexis Health in Carrington. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And thanks, everybody, for joining us here. Chris, you're up first. Our topic this morning is TIP 411. So what is that?
Yeah, so TIP 411 is a tip line, where tips are sent to law enforcement through text messages or through an app on a smartphone or a tablet. Through the partnership of For Success with Foster County Public Health, the Carrington Police Department, and Foster County Sheriff's Office, this has been brought to our community. TIP 411 is a popular crime-fighting tool that has been successfully used to reduce crime, drug use, and underage drinking in over 1,500 communities across the United States.
Okay. Is TIP 411 anonymous?
Yes, it is 100% anonymous. We know a lot of people are afraid to call the police sometimes. With TIP 411, you can literally send a text message, like I said, on a smartphone or a tablet where we receive that. It is 100% anonymous. So we don't know who is sending the message. We can reply to it, but we don't know who we're replying to.
Okay. What kinds of tips should I submit to TIP 411?
So we understand that the public is great in terms of helping us out in terms of crime prevention. But as far as the tips to submit, that could be maybe some underage drinking or tobacco or domestic violence. Basically anything that, you know, the public would feel might be suspicious or anything that would make the community safer.
Okay. Jen, did you want to talk about how do you submit a tip to 411? Or
sure.
TIP 411.
Sure. So to send an anonymous text tip, you send a text message to this number, and it's just a six-digit number, 847-411. Then you type the keyword. So you can type Carrington PD or FCSO. So depending which keyword you do, it'll send it to the Carrington Police Department or the Foster County Sheriff's Office. You just add a space, type your tip info, and hit send. You can also download the app. So it's a little bit easier on the app. I've used both just to kind of try out the system. So you just search Carrington TIP 411, and you can do this for iPhone or Android, and then you submit anonymous tips, again, just like texting for your smartphone. There's other links, too. So if you're not quite comfortable with those, you can go on your computer, go to www.carringtonpolice.com, or the Foster County webpage also has the Sheriff's Office tab, and they have a little button you click and could submit a tip that way too.
Okay, good deal. Chris, should you use TIP 411 in an emergency?
No. We encourage everybody to dial 911 in the event of a true emergency. TIP 411 is mainly for follow-up or something that has happened prior. But like I said, we encourage everyone to call 911 in an emergency, and we don't want the public to use TIP 411 for any emergencies. We want them to go through 911.
Okay. What does law enforcement do when they receive a tip?
So, like I said, when we receive a tip, it's 100% anonymous. We get a text message alert on the work cell phone. And what that does is it gives us an alert. So we go back to the office and log into our TIP 411 program, and then we can see that alert. And oftentimes people will give us specific addresses or locations of that anonymous tip. And then what we do with that is we will go follow up with that tip as soon as possible.
Okay. Where can I find out more information about TIP 411?
So you can go on to the Foster County Public Health's Facebook page, the Carrington Police Department website, or the Foster County Sheriff's Office webpage.
Okay, good deal. Well, thanks, Chris, for that. And then, Jen, you want to talk about how this all came about too, right? Like there was a grant or something?
Sure. So the Partnership for Success grant works with evidence-based strategies to reduce underage drinking and drug and tobacco use. So this is a strategy that, like he said at the beginning, worked well in other communities. It's proven to work. So we're really hoping that by using TIP 411 and the ability for it to be anonymous, you know, it doesn't have your name or your cell phone number, your address, nothing, that this will empower community members to report any concerns they have in the community. So they just feel a little more comfortable and really are the police officers and sheriff's office. They really are their best tools in preventing crime and maybe reducing some of the alcohol and drug use throughout the community. So,
yeah. All right. Good deal. Well, thanks, Jen. And Nicole, yeah, it's really nice to have this TIP 411, right?
It is, yes. It's a great resource that we have here in our community, and we just want to remind everyone of the ways to use it and reasons to use it. And again, we just really want to make our community as safe as possible for everyone to live, work, and play. And this is one great way of making that happen.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks, you guys. Chris, did you have anything else this morning?
Nope.
Okay. Jen, how about you?
No. I hear it's going to get cold next week, though.
Below zero.
Yeah, so.
Everybody's cringing. Mm-hmm. Nicole, how about you?
Yeah, well, before it gets cold, today we have a community open house over at CMC West Conference Room. It's from 1 to 2:30, and we have a provider recruitment visit scheduled. So we have a candidate who's with us. He's currently in a UND medical school rotation with Dr. Page here in our Carrington Clinic, and he will graduate in 2024. And so he's still deciding between family practice or specialty practice, but we just really want to have the community come on out, help host him, and encourage him to consider choosing Carrington for setting up a family practice in his future. So again, that's today, 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. in our CMC West conference room here in Carrington.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks you guys so much for stopping in. We appreciate it. This morning, we're glad to be joined by Chris Ormiston, police officer for Carrington Police Department. Also, Jen Whitman, alcohol prevention coordinator for Foster County Public Health, and Nicole Threadgold, foundation and marketing coordinator for CHI St. Alexis Health in Carrington.